This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. We're not paying attention this morning.
Yeah, but we pulled it off gracefully.
Yes, we did. We stuck that landing.
There we go. And we have Lynn May of the Disabled American Veterans.
One of our favorite people here.
I just like that because it says Dave on her jacket.
Oh, no. That's Disabled American Veterans, DAV.
Ah.
Go to dav.org for all the information about the DAV's wonderful services and benefits.
We got to get her to do promos
for us.
Wow,
yeah, that was good. Unprovoked.
You guys started it. You're two of my favorite guys as well.
Oh, you're in so much trouble.
Wow, now she's inflating our egos.
Yeah, we'll never
That's
get out
scary.
The door.
That'll work every time.
I know. I can hear Tommy back in the back room going, oh, no.
Why do we put these guys on every year?
It's because nobody else will volunteer for it.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Lynn can do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, DAV, let's talk about the mission.
You've been busy, haven't you?
We have been very busy. As a matter of fact, we're down on Warbird Alley, and we are with a fighter jet. Right now, we have an F-4 sitting in front of us.
Yeah, F-4 Phantom.
Oh,
come on.
It's awesome.
Big, noisy thing.
It's a beautiful airplane.
It's
you got to come see it. And this may be your last chance to see it, too.
Why?
Well, I think it's going to be, whatever they call it, decommissioned.
Yeah, they're phasing them out.
Yes.
This year is the last year for the F-4.
Oh, so this is not a privately owned F-4.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've got a squadron based in Arizona, Wild Weasels, electronic countermeasures.
Right, ECM. That's right. We talked about that.
But, you know, it has drawn a lot of people out to take a look at it, and we've had an opportunity to talk to a lot of really nice veterans and a lot of people who had questions about the DAV and what we do and what we're all about.
That's exactly what
that's
you
what
want
the
is exposure.
For, huh?
Well, sometimes people ask, why do you bring in the airplane? And, you know, it is to create that awareness. You know, you got a big, beautiful airplane in front of you. It does
it
draw
people,
some attention.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that seeing a Phantom at an air show is extremely rare. You know, 20, 30 years ago, boom, they were everywhere. But now, this is it.
Well, and it's a chance for people to really get up close to it and look it over. And we've heard story after story from Vietnam veterans
who
had experiences with the F-4, and they just, their stories are just awesome. It's some are really heartwarming, and others are scary. You know, it's like, wow, what they went through
what
with those.
Through. Mm-hmm.
Just, it's, we always get that.
You know, I've got an idea for you down there. Now, you get a lot of people that come in to look at the aircraft, and many of them have actual experience. Have you ever thought of just setting up a digital recorder and a microphone and having them tell their story, record it for posterity?
You know, we have thought about that. Unfortunately, at the air shows, it's always very, very noisy.
Yeah.
We've tried it a few times, and the sound quality is just terrible. There's probably a good technical way to do that you all would know better than myself. But, the stories are great. The thing is, working with the DAV, every veteran matters. Every veteran has a story. And, you know, it's a shame that we don't get some of those stories recorded with today's technology, because every story is important, and it's most important to that particular veteran. As we travel across the country, we have over 1,300 chapters, DAV chapters across the country, with over 1.3 million members. But as we travel around, we hear story after story after story, and we know everywhere we go, especially here at Oshkosh, we make a difference in somebody's life. Whether it's somebody who's going to volunteer, who's not a veteran, whether it's a veteran who wants to help other veterans, or whether it's a veteran that needs help themselves and just they don't know where to turn. So we make a difference everywhere we go, and that's just the best thing ever. That's why we do what we do. So if there's a veteran out there listening, or you're listening and you know a veteran that may need help, remember DAV.org, because that's what we do. We want to be there for that veteran. If we can reach one veteran who otherwise didn't know where to turn for help, then we've accomplished our mission.
And hopefully you'll accomplish your mission many, many times.
How long has the DAV been around?
Well, the DAV has been around since 1920, and the services and benefits are just as relevant today as they were back then. I believe after World War I, it was like, okay, we need somebody to really be on the veteran's side and take care of them and help them get their benefits through the VA, and that's how it all started. It was chartered by Congress in 1932, but we are a nonprofit organization and rely on memberships and sponsorships and you know, the generous public to keep going and keep these services free for veterans. The VA has the benefits that these folks have earned, and they haven't, it's not a handout or an entitlement. They already paid the price for it. So our job is to do everything we can to help them get those benefits that they've already earned.
And there's been a lot of discussion lately about veterans not receiving the benefits that they have earned, regardless of whether it be, you know, medical assistance or whatever they need. You know, it just seems that lately we hear a lot of press about veterans being ignored, and it's good to know that the DAV is out there to help them.
Well, I know there are a lot of stories like that, but there are, you know, 50 times more stories of veterans who have been helped that don't make the news.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what the problem is.
Right. But those veterans that do need the help, that are having issues, they need to get a hold of the DAV and see what we can do to help them. The VA is a wonderful organization, but it's a bureaucracy. I mean, there are certain steps. You have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't start with number 3 or you're going to get kicked back. And the paperwork and all those things that government programs involve. Yes.
Yeah.
But the DAV has trained specialists who will help every step of the way to make sure you do things in the proper order, you have the proper paperwork, you have what you need, and hopefully your claim will go smoothly.
Yeah, it's like you want to talk to them because they've done it before. They know, you guys know, DAV.
Well, that's why I say it's an organization of veterans helping veterans. Who better to help someone going through a tough time as a veteran than somebody who's been there and done that,
right?
You know, and say, hey, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, you know. But as far as being here at Oshkosh, we are so excited about it because we do a lot of things for veterans here that we don't get to normally do at an air show. One of them is the Veterans Parade that we'll be participating in on Friday.
Yep.
Friday's the Salute to Veterans Day, and we're jacked about it, really excited about it. We're also bringing in a band called Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Y'all heard of them?
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
We caught them a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Knocked the house down. They were great.
Dancing in the aisles. And
that's
I tell
right.
you, they are fantastic. But they will be playing on Boeing Centennial Plaza on Friday at 6:30. So you got to go there. Not only that, but the honor flight VIPs will be returning, and that is always one of the most special moments for Oshkosh when you see those veterans come off that airplane and they have that big smile on their face because of what they've experienced, and they go through. We can wave at them, wave our flags, and I'll tell you, DAV is dedicated to keeping the promises to those men and women who served, and we want to do everything we can to do that. Appreciate you guys helping us spread that message.
Not a problem.
Not a problem at all. We enjoy being with the DAV, too. A lot of fun people, and of course, now you've got a really cool airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go down there and see if I can get a selfie with it.
Yeah, get a picture in the cockpit.
Well, and I don't know how long the Phantom will be down there, but we'll switch it out. We expect to have an A-10 down there.
Oh, no, now we're talking.
Yeah, maybe an F-16.
Yeah, that'll work.
You got to come down and check it out. You never know what you might find, not only in the aircraft that's sitting there, but in the services and benefits that you might be able to use to help someone else.
There
that's
you go.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
a great experience. The people down there are friendly. Lynn May here, tremendous smile, I might add.
Yep.
Thank you.
Especially for this early in the morning.
Yeah, you can't miss her. And DAV really does have a tremendous purpose. It is, you know, a very noble cause that you have. And our veterans, you know, they write a blank check that includes, you know, goes all the way up to including sacrificing their lives. And, of course, their families, they make sacrifices,
they
too.
They write that check, too.
Yeah, they sure do. And, you know, we're all in this together to help honor them and thank them for their service. No matter what they did, how much, how long, or what their position was, or whether they're disabled or not disabled, we still want to say thank you for your service and honor you for what you've done for us, because we owe our freedom to those folks.
We are the land of the free because of the brave.
Amen. We sure are.
There you go.
Well, the DAV, fulfilling the promises to the men and women who served, always there for you, always ready to lend a hand all across the nation, and thrilled to be here at Oshkosh.
We're thrilled to have you.
This is the Primo Show.
This is a great place to be.
It is.
And again, you're down in Warbirds Alley, which is way up the north end of the field. A couple of tram rides, a bus, and a donkey.
And we'll get you there. And that website again is?
DAV.org. Go there. You can find a local, wherever you're from in this great nation, you can find a local chapter that can help you out.
Even in the smallest of cities.
Even in the smallest of cities.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Lynn, thanks again for coming down.
Definitely.
And we'll be up to pasture you later.
And don't forget our tickets, too.
I'm going to count on seeing you, and I will see you both at the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy concert on Friday, right?
Yes, count
ma'am.
On it.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
It's sponsored by the DAV.
There you go. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.